Anyam Home is a space where we can all engage about self-love, self-worth, relationships, trauma, and healing. I hope that you enjoy your stay, and I am your host, Tando. Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome again. This is the pre-season, so this is what you can expect, but more a life update, a new perspective. We're going to speak about carrying me home. We're going to speak about a whole lot of things that happened in my production break, what I have learned, and the things that I have made peace with. Thank you for coming back. I am so happy with how my production break turned out. I didn't anticipate to leave the episode where I left it. There was an episode that I wanted to release. But when I was recording the episode, I could feel that I was so disconnected from the episode. So I decided not to continue with the recording and went on a production break. I think I am a person who is very cognizant of what I put out. Even on Instagram, if you look at my posts, if you look at my stories, if you look at my tweets, I'm very aware of the things that I put out there because I'm aware of how it can impact the next person, okay? And most of the time, obviously, posting for myself, posting the things that make me happy, but most of the time being cognizant of the things I put out into the universe. So I couldn't film that episode. And as a result, I left season one where I left it. I wanted to leave with the closing note, a goodbye, a reflection, but I just couldn't, you know, and I had to give myself grace to say, listen, you've done a lot. You've done a lot, and this is where you need to pack it and hang it up. But one thing for sure that I made sure of is that I have 7 months in season one, because I'm so into numerology and I really believe seven to be the number of completion. And so I wanted to leave it completed, even though I do feel like it wasn't as complete as it could have been. It was complete. And now we are back with season two. Season two is going to be a lot shorter because I am going to end it in December. And then next year, we come back with a different strategy. We come back with different episodes. Next year, I want to do more features. I want to do more features with people in the field of psychology. So I'm working to get this off the ground. So if you are qualified as a psychologist and you want a feature, just drop me a voice note or drop me an email. I'd really appreciate that. But to everyone else, guys, I missed you. I missed doing this. And during my production break, I realized just how much this means to me, how happy this makes me. And this is something that I really want to continue doing. So I am back and I'm happy to be back. If you are coming across this episode or this podcast for the first time, this is Hanyam Home. This is a safe space. This is a judgment-free space. We tackle everything mental well-being, trauma, the relationships that I have with other people, that they have with other people, and the relationships that we have with the world. And this is season two, but this is the pre-season. So life update, carry me home, and a new perspective. Let's get into it. I am going to divide the episodes into three. So running up to season two, I'm going to release these three episodes so you guys can, you know, get back into the swing of things, ease into season two. And I themed my October slowing down. I realized I was moving too fast. This scientifically is the fastest year that we have experienced in terms of the planets, the sun. It is the fastest year, but I also felt like I was moving relatively fast. I wasn't present a lot of the times and I was just on autopilot. I was doing things because I had to do things. Then I had to change that and say, I want to be able to be in the moment and to experience that moment for what it is and to live with intention. So that's exactly what I did in my production break. I chased a lot more sunsets. I love watching the sunset. I also love watching it rise. It just brings me a lot of peace. And I think in high school, I had come across a quote that said, look at how the sun sets only for it to rise the next day. And that has always stuck with me because you can also apply that in your own life. There will be days where you need to rest, but you have to come back up. There will be things that will die, but some other things will be revived. Some of your goals are going to have to lay low.
so that other ones can succeed. So I just really love that reminder when I am watching the sunset, but more than anything, just not doing anything at that time. For a good 15 minutes, just sitting and taking in the environment, taking in the air. And I make it a point to watch the sunset. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I watch the sunset on a daily basis, and I also watch the sunrise. I watch the sunrise now more because during that time I'm driving to the gym. And so just taking all of that in before that intense workout for me means a lot. And also just being surrounded by family members who also like doing the same thing has been amazing. I've been drinking a lot more water, a lot more wine. I've been laughing a lot more. I've been happier. Well, rather more fulfilled than before. I found my footing, I found my ground, and it's just so crazy to me how everything has come in full circle. I remember I was recording Growing Pains and I was so confused about where I am in my life, what I wanted to do, but now I'm recording this and I feel like I'm in the best place I could potentially be, and it's all because I decided that I'm going to take control of my own life. My happiness is my responsibility. And I stopped waiting for the next person to make me happy. I stopped waiting for a friendship to make me happy, for a relationship to make me happy, for me to look a certain way before I am happy. I don't defer my happiness. I don't say, I will be happier when I get this. How often do we say, I'm going to be happy when I graduate? But when you graduate, now you say, I'm going to be happy when I get a job. When you get a job, I'm going to be happy when I get a promotion. When I get a promotion, I'm going to be happy once I start traveling. So there's always something that you're waiting for you to be happy. And I say, this is it. I'm going to find the things that make me happy and be happy about those things. Be fulfilled, be content, be at peace. And in that journey of trying to find that peace and that contentment, I really found God in my time of peace. And if you're a person who is a believer in Christ, I think this might resonate with you. There are times where we lose that connection with God solely because we are so busy. We don't make time for prayer. We don't make time for church. We don't make time for connecting with ourselves and our souls and our body and our mind and God. And so I decided to go back fully into being God's best friend. You know, I think that's the one thing that he has always wanted for us. Before anything, just be very close to him, and being very close as his child. But I think me masking it as, you know, this best friend relationship has helped a lot, because I tell my best friends everything. I do everything with my best friends. And so when I started looking at it like that, it helped so much, because as the child of God, yes, there are certain things that I don't tell my parents. I hide a lot of things from my parents. When I started seeing God as my best friend, then I was like, okay, I can tell God about anything, okay? But that was also another thing that happened for me, which I'm really grateful for. But most importantly, guys, I've been working on something that's so close to my heart, an extension of Honey, I'm Home, which is called Carry Me Home. And this idea was planted in my heart long before I knew it. It only clicked in my mind once I started writing Carry Me Home, because I've always been a writer at heart. I think if you read my tweets, you can kind of tell that I've always been a reader. I've always been a writer. And I came across a piece of writing from high school on my laptop, on my hard drive. And when I read it, I was like, the world needs to see this. So in essence, I've started writing Carry Me Home long before I even had a name for it. It is a part journal, a part book. It's going to help you guys so much in your healing. You're going to do a lot of reflecting, introspection, setting intentions and setting goals. And I can't wait for 2022. I feel like 2022 is going to be different. And I don't want to obviously jinx a lot of things, but when you are intentional about your growth and you're intentional about the things that you do, life is so much easier and life is so much better. I look at 2021 and I look at the first half of 2021 compared to the second half of 2021. And I realized that in both halves of the year, I had been working towards something. But the only difference is that I was more intentional. In 2021, I have achieved more than I could have potentially achieved in any other year, solely because I chose to focus on those things. And I chose to remind myself, sometimes you forget the goals that you have because you didn't write them down. There is a verse in the Bible that says, once it's written on paper, have faith that it will happen. I just don't know the actual script at the moment, but something along the lines, always put it on paper. Once you put it on paper, that's like your prayer. And you're putting it into the universe that this is something that needs to happen. And I exposed myself to a lot of my dreams and my goals by giving myself the taste of those goals. For example, when I was not employed in the first half of 2021, not fully like permanently employed, just a freelancer, I would make sure that from 9 until 5, I'm doing something at least once a week, doing something that relates to what I want to do. So coding from 9 until 5 and making sure that I get a feel of what it's going to be like once I start working. Little did I know, second half of the year, that's exactly what I walked into. And I used to train a lot, and now I train every single day with a trainer. I've been looking for a trainer for such a long time, and finally I found the person who makes me feel comfortable and is also as obsessed with my goals as I am. So when you come across a goal of yours that you think is impossible to achieve, start walking into that goal and start walking into that desire, that fulfillment, that purpose, and see if it's something that you actually like. Sometimes we just set goals because 17-year-old me wanted to do that, and I still want to fulfill that. But 23-year-old me is not there anymore, so I need to redefine those goals. So that was another thing that happened for me in the season of just being faithful, in the season of being intentional, in the season of going after the contentment and the peace. And another thing that happened was the strengthening of my relationships with my friends, with my family members, the people in my life. I can't believe how much closer I became to every single person when I became closer to myself and God. I think walking into that relationship with myself has allowed me to show up for people so much differently than how I used to show up for people. I thought I knew what showing up for people was until I was confronted with almost losing my friendships because I just isolated myself, and I would only go into the friendship space whenever my friends needed me or when I needed my friends. But now I just call my friends so we can listen to a song. Now I just call my friends just so I can tell them, hey, I had the best cup of coffee today. Just sending random messages, affirming my friends and them affirming me, and making time to go out. I have gone out more this month than I have ever gone out in the entire year. Just trying new restaurants, trying new places, lodges, going away for the weekend. And it's so fulfilling. It is so fulfilling to be closer to everyone. It is so fulfilling to be closer to myself. And a lesson that I learned once again in love, but this time in platonic love, is that whatever it is that you desire is out there. So the kind of love that you want, the kind of friendships that you want are out there. But it is up to you to go after those things. They're not going to come to us. Healthy relationships are honestly formed. And it's hard. Guys, it is so hard. There are times where I feel like I just want to go into a hole and never come back out. Because you need to be honest with yourself. Honest with your friends. There are some people who, yes, you want to be friends with for a very long time. But then you realize, I'm just holding on to this friendship because of how long I've known this person. And then you have to let go of the friendship. Or sometimes you might have had a fallout with someone and you need to go back into the friendship because you realize you can't do without that person. And then you have to have the uncomfortable conversations. So in both situations, uncomfortable conversations are always going to be a thing. And the other lesson is that if I had known better, I would have done better. So there is no point in me beating myself up and crying myself to sleep because of my past mistakes. Yes, I made those mistakes. Yes, I said the things that I said. Yes, I had failures. I made mistakes, a lot of shortcomings. But if I knew better, I would have done better. But that also doesn't mean I need to be reckless about the things that I do and then say, if I knew better, I would have done better. The more you grow and the more aware you become, the easier it is for you to recognize what to do in that moment. And so pushing myself outside of my box where I'm uncomfortable, unfamiliar, so that I can learn those lessons, as harsh as they are, they helped me in the second half of the year to confront my fears, to confront my mistakes, but most importantly, to forgive myself. I can't extend forgiveness to everyone but myself. And I think this was also another factor that affected my new perspective that I have, that I want a certain life for myself, okay? Like, I want kids, I want marriage, but I don't want those things until I am in a position where I'm able to forgive myself. Can you imagine bringing kids into this world not knowing how to forgive yourself, meaning you will not know how to forgive your kids and everything is going to be blamed on your kids? And I don't want to bring people into this world only to expose them to trauma. So for me, I decided that for as long as I am in this position where I'm still learning how to forgive myself, I can't bring anyone permanently into the space where I am also not extending forgiveness to them. And this also goes, you know, to my friends, my romantic counterparts, because everyone is on their own journey. And it's so important that you pick up people who are on a similar journey. We'll never be on parallel journeys. They will be similar, but not parallel. So as long as all the values kind of align and you guys want the same thing, I think go for it. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been happier and I've been more fulfilled. But I think overall, life is hard. Life is difficult, but it doesn't have to be more difficult than what it is because we are so unforgiving towards ourselves, so unkind towards ourselves, not giving ourselves enough rest, not doing the things that make us happy, also not forgiving other people and not removing ourselves from situations that hurt us. I recall a time when I, you know, first went back to church, and this was in October. That whole 1 hour, 30 minutes, I just cried. I cried to a point where the lady who was sitting next to me just started praying for me, and everyone just came around to pray for me. And I was crying because I couldn't believe the position that I find myself in, the position where 22-year-old me gets messages about how I've helped people on their journey, how I've saved some people, how me sharing my life and my traumas and my experiences saved other people. And I think that is the greatest blessing God has ever blessed me with, the ability to initiate change in other people just by being me, just by doing me and speaking my truth and just allowing everyone to be who they are without any judgment and holding space. And so I'm so excited for what this podcast is going to do for the next couple of months, next couple of years. But more than that, I'm so excited for what Carry Me Home is going to do. I believe so much in Carry Me Home. The date for the release hasn't been set yet because I have been praying over the date. I've been praying to God to give me a sign for when it is time for me to release, and I haven't gotten a direct or a very clear sign of when that time is. I might wake up one day and decide to release it, but I think there's beauty in waiting, there's beauty in keeping something close to you for a while before you share with everyone else, and there's also beauty in just holding on, you know. So for as long as Carry Me Home is still in my pocket, Honey, I'm Home will carry you towards your light, towards your healing. And I'm so excited to be back. In November, I'll be going to be focusing on men because obviously Men's Mental Health Month. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so great. The episodes that are planned are going to help a lot of guys. And the suicide rates amongst men are very, very high. And I really hope that they reach everyone in time. But from me to you, I love you so much. I appreciate how welcoming everyone has been. I appreciate the messages. If I didn't reply to your messages in October, it's because I was on a production break and I took the decision to not engage with anything Honey I'm Home for a bit whilst I clear my head and I refill my cup. So I am back. I will reply to your messages. Please don't think I'm rude or anything. But I'm so fulfilled, man. I'm so happy to be back. And I hope you too are happy to have me back, you know? But yeah, until next time, thank you so much for running up all my other episodes. My views were actually so crazy for someone who didn't release an episode. And that's because of you. The community keeps growing. We keep growing and we are going to grow more. I love you so much. Till next time. Goodbye.